What a tremendous display of tennis tonight. Yes. Let's hear it for these two great competitors.
Roger Federer.
To begin the trophy ceremony, please welcome the chairman, CEO, and president of the USTA, Katrina Adams. Katrina.
Thank you, Tom. Wow, what a crowd. What a night, what an atmosphere. This 135th edition of the U.S. Open saw 798 players from 70 countries play 904 matches in front of nearly 700,000 fans. What an incredible 2 weeks. We saw some amazing upsets, some thrills and surprises. Roger and Novak, coming into tonight's match, you had a combined more Grand Slam titles in singles than any other final in tennis history. Your performance tonight exemplified your athleticism, your talent, and your sportsmanship. We want to thank everyone for being here. It's been an amazing time for us. And wow, congratulations to all. Thank you.
First, let's hear from our finalist, Roger Federer. Roger, I know it's not the result you wanted, but after 6 years, what did it mean to be back in the finals here at the U.S. Open?
Felt great. Had a wonderful last 2 weeks. The whole American trip has been fantastic, so I'm very pleased where my game's at. Being back in the finals is where you want to be, and playing against a great champion like Novak obviously was a massive challenge, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was a great match, and congratulations, Novak, on another great win.
The 42nd meeting between you and Novak, how would you describe this rivalry, Roger?
That's been a good one. Maybe not so much tonight, but other nights have been good, 21 times. Not 21 other times, but it's always tough playing against one another. And I think we walk away from it knowing more about our games and knowing more about ourselves, really.
Finally, after 18 years on tour, 34 years old, how do you continue to produce this level of tennis?
Yeah. Thank you. It's true. I'm very pleased with where my game's at. I don't know if I can say that, but I feel like it's moving in the right direction. It feels odd. I've won this five times. Then you lose and you say that. But no, I think it's thanks to a great team. Thanks, Danny, Seba, Stefan, my wife, Tony, and also Pierre, who's not here, my fitness coach. So they make me work hard in a good way every single day, and they keep challenging me. And I love the sport. I got a lot of passion. And, last thing, I'll see you guys next year. Thank you very much.
Now, on behalf of the USTA, Katrina Adams will present the finalist trophy to Roger Federer. Our champion, Novak Djokovic. Novak, your 10th major title, your second U.S. Open. What did you have to overcome tonight?
Well, first of all, I have to share my admiration for Roger and everything he's doing. Still for tennis, he's still improving and he keeps on going. So it was a very difficult match and a tough one tonight, but a great tournament so far. And I wish you all the best, obviously, in the future. As I said, you know, I have a tremendous respect for Roger and what his game is presenting to me and to any other player. You know, just an incredible record and everything he has achieved in his career. Coming out on the court, knowing that you're playing against probably the best player in the history of the game, definitely adds a little bit more pressure. So, you can always give your best on the court, and I was trying to do so, obviously stepping on the court and knowing that he's going to be very aggressive and he's never going to drop too much his level. He's always going to take the best out of you, and that was needed from my side in order to win this trophy, and it's a quite incredible evening for me.
For the first time in your career, or all four major finals. For the second time in your career, three major titles in a year. How do you describe this season?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been an incredible season. Next to the 2011, probably the best season of my life. But I'm enjoying this year more than I did any previous one, because I'm a husband and I'm a father, and this makes it even, you know, more sweeter, I guess. But I love this sport, you know. As Roger said, he has a lot of passion for this sport. I do too. And if we didn't have a love and passion for this sport, we wouldn't be here. So all these results and achievements are incentive and motivation more for me to keep on going.
You share your emotions on the court. You let us in some way in showing when you're up and when you're down and when you get tested. But in that moment of victory, what's the release?
Well, today I was serving at 5-2 in the fourth set, and Roger showed why. You know, he's a champion and he's been fighting and, you know, making me play last point. You know, I was very fortunate to come up with some big serves in the last game. And obviously it's a huge relief in the end when I saw the forehand return going out. And I'm going to try to obviously nurture and enjoy this victory as much as I can.
US Open champion Novak Djokovic. First to hand you a prize money check for $3.3 million is Stephen Cannon, president and CEO of Mercedes-Benz. Novak, in addition to winning the U.S. Open today, you also finished second in the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series. So the USTA is adding $500,000 to your prize money today, taking the total to $3.8
million. $3.8 million, the total payday for Novak Djokovic.
And now, on behalf of the USTA, Katrina Adams will present U.S. Open Champions Trophy to Novak Djokovic.
Now the hardware. And for the second time in his career, Novak Djokovic hoists the treasured trophy as the red, white, and blue streamers are shot off here at Arthur Ashe Stadium.